God bless you. This is Apostle Joseph Rodriguez with Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And I just wanted to share a little message I had for you guys the other day that social medias like Facebook and YouTube won't let me upload it or share it with you guys. So I figured I'd take it to Anchor, amen, to the church podcast. You know, real quick, I just want to start with a prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father God, I ask that you lead me to say the words how you want me to say them, dear Father God. Rather, I be firm, bold, however it is, dear God, according to your will, let it be done. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. You know, the truth is that Satan has been working in this world for hundreds of years. He is the God of this world, and he has been in control of this world for hundreds of years, and that's what people don't realize. You know, they don't understand. They don't have the faith to be able to activate, you know, what's needed in order to understand that we live in a mystical, spiritual world. You know what I'm saying? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? We already know from scripture alone that there's more to just what we see. Amen. You know, faith alone is creating a substance to those things unseen, right? You know, there's things that we cannot see. There are other dimensions, right? We coexist in multiple dimensions. We have different realms. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, you got to understand that the truth is that Satan has been in control of the operation and orderly functioning of the world for hundreds of years. Like, literally everything is in his control. Understand that. Now, we have movies and stuff like that, like The Simpsons, that have been prophesying things that to happen, and it has come true. You know, you have all types of programming, television, TV shows that predict certain things that end up happening in the real world in the future. And this is no secret. This is, anyone who has discernment knows that, you know, the devil uses Hollywood and the media, you know, to mock the children of God and to also always tell us his plans. The devil, that's one thing about the devil, he likes to boast in himself, and he always is trying to laugh and mock us and show us what he's about to do, right? But it goes further than that, amen? Because magic, there's different forms of magic, and one of the forms of magic, which is called lesser magic, is when before you do something, or, you know, for Satan, you make it known of what you're going to do to strengthen the effect and the power that it has for Satan. Amen. So, you know, they show us in movies all the time things that they're going to do to us or things they want to do to us. And you got to have discernment to know which ones are which. You know what I'm saying? But they always have movies on Netflix mocking Jesus Christ, turning him into a homosexual. They hate everything that has to do with Jesus Christ. The world hates everything that has to do with the word of God today. They don't want nothing to do with God. They have turned their back on God, and that's why they are taking and sandblasting the commandments of the Lord out of the courthouses in California and all through the country. The world has turned their back on God and has went back. America has turned their back on God and has went back to their vomit. And America is under the authority of Satan. Period. USA stands for under Satan's authority. The reason why we're not being hurt for saying these things is because Satanism has become so popular that it's no longer a bad thing to say that America is under Satan's authority. Amen. That's how far we have come in our iniquities, in our transgressions against the Lord. Amen. We are under spells there, brothers and sisters. Okay. That's the main purpose of this message. We have shows and movies to prove that this world is just a stage for the rituals and spells, destruction, lies, and deception of the enemy. Not too long ago, we had a train derail in Ohio, Palestine, Ohio, and it was full of chemicals, these trains. It was two trains full of chemicals and three half full of toxic chemicals. Why is it, or is it a coincidence, that a few months ago, they made a movie called White Noise on Netflix about a train full of toxic chemicals that got derailed in Ohio and was deemed an accident? Not 6 months later, the same thing they made a movie out of happened in real life. The same state, the same type of equipment, a train, and the same type of thing full of toxic chemicals. What's the odds of that? No, there's no odds to it. The truth is that most people are just blind. But everything is influenced by demonic spirits and entities, right? The world operates and works behind the spirit of the Antichrist. And that's why most of us ourselves are sleeping and unaware, is because we're too busy being traditional and falling in line with the way we were raised and the way we were taught, instead of challenging everything that people told us and testing every living spirit and making sure that everything aligns with the word of God, you know. And that goes to show us that, you know, there's a lot of things that happens, and it happens to us because we are not walking in the spirit of God to see things for what they truly are. There's a lot of witchcraft in Hollywood, satanic worship. You see at the Grammys, they do satanic rituals. You see at the Super Bowl, they mock Jesus Christ. They always make fun of God. You understand what I'm telling you? And then you have the nerve to attend these events. You guys witness these very things. You guys acknowledge that there is satanic worship being done during these events, and you guys are present, taking part, participating in these very rituals without even knowing. The Travis Scott concert, that was a ritual. These are things that are so clear when you walk in the spirit. It just sticks out. You see things for what they are. Amen. You don't have to walk in darkness. You don't have to be misled. You don't have to follow the massive road and be in the line of people that are headed to destruction due to their lack of knowledge. You could walk in truth today. You could walk in the spirit of God and see things for what they are. But you have to put God's word over even yourself in order to even activate the power that comes with having faith in the word of God. Amen. So understand that this world, you know, is controlled by Satan. You understand that? So before we go into the revelation of the mark of the beast tomorrow, we have to understand how the world operates. And the world operates by Satanism and just evil wickedness. You understand? Everything is done by Satan. There's nothing that we just want to do ourselves that's not of God. We pick it up from demonic things we see around us. Amen. And demonic things that the devil has introduced into the world, right? Homosexuality is not something that man just came up with on his own. Homosexuality was introduced by Satan and Balaam and other satanic deities that these carnal men worship today. A lot of these things, even hermaphrodites, that's new. That just came a couple hundred years ago. It was something that was never always here. It was here a while ago, but God wiped all that stuff out when he got rid of Sodom and Gomorrah for these very atrocious, nasty things they do today. You know, abominations were walking back then, and God cleared all that out. But because of the iniquity today being so deep and so bad, like the days of Noah, we now have these abominations walking the earth. And we now are also introducing, you know, this destructive nature into the church, allowing homosexuality and all these things that are against God and oppose God. There's no man of God today that's a pastor that has married a homosexual. It's impossible. Those are things that go against God, and those are abominations unto the Lord. But the whole point is that all these things work behind an antichrist spirit. Men don't just do this on their own. They're introduced these things and these harmful things that could destroy them by Satan for their destruction of them, right? So we have to be able to walk in the spirit and see things for what they are, so we don't get destroyed by the things we don't understand. Amen. We are currently under witchcraft. America, the USA, is under Satan's authority. Everything that you've been taught, everything that you think is real, is wrong, and everything was a lie. There is nothing else that matters but God. There is nothing you should want to preserve on this earth but your soul. Everything else will perish, the Bible says, and wither like the grass in the field and the flowers. But the only thing that will remain is your soul. So preserve your soul for the kingdom of God. And save yourselves by walking in the spirit and worshiping him in spirit and truth. So you don't destroy yourselves by the deception that is taking place in this earth, that is right now being operated by the spirit of the Antichrist. Everything you see is a lie. All these shots that they give you, you know, all this stuff is all work from witchcraft. You understand? Anything that God makes and that man manipulates is witchcraft. If you manipulate anything that God creates, that is witchcraft. It's not organic. It's man-made and not God-made. You understand that? So you got to understand that when you worship God, you got to worship him in spirit and truth, and you got to be real with yourself. You got to come out of the world, the Bible says. Amen. Come out of from my people, because his wrath is about to pour out like nothing else. And you don't want to be in the way in his wrath. You don't want to be one that he's given over to do these same things that are not convenient for you. You don't want to be the one that he gives over to the delusion and to just believe those lies that this world matters and your future matters here on earth. So you could just believe those very things. So you could be one that darkness overcomes as a thief in the night. Right? No, that's not what you want. Today's the day to wake up to the madness and the evil in the world. Lot was a righteous man that was tormented in his spirit. He preached righteousness, and he was just in the midst of unlawfulness, iniquity. And it tormented him in his spirit, in his righteous spirit. And that's how a lot of us men and women of God are today. We see nothing but wickedness and lawlessness abounding. And knowing that it's biblical, we're going to do what we're called to do. And that's preach truth and God's law, remission of sins. You know, we're going to preach the word of God in its entirety. We're not here to play around. God's coming soon. We don't have time to compromise and to tickle ears. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be saved ourselves as people chosen to share his word. We have no choice but to share it how it's supposed to be shared, so that you guys could be saved. Or else we get a double portion without mixture, without, says, of God's own wrath. Amen. So we're just trying to be faithful stewards of the word and preach what God has given us and share the revelations and the truth of God and teach people how to be in obedience and how obedience is better than sacrifice. And how the truth of God is better than anything that anyone could give you. And that being lukewarm is not worth it. You either on fire for God or you're cold. Right? There's no lukewarm. You're going to get spit out. You got to come to the truth of God. The truth is that, once again, nothing else matters in the world. Everything's a lie. Satan has wanted you to get comfortable in this world and care about everything that's earthly, everything that's carnal, everything that's materialistic. But the truth is, the truth of God is that nothing matters but your soul and your spirit. Where you go from here, This is all passing away. This is all perishing. You need to let it go. You need to give yourself to God. The Bible says if you don't give everything, you're not worthy to be his disciple. You have to follow God with everything you have. And when you come to this revelation that nothing else matters, it's easy to worship God with everything you have and to live knowing that even if you die tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Because while you was here, you did what God told you to do, and you know the rewards that come with a faithful servant. Amen? So let's walk in truth, my brothers and sisters. Sin will lead you to hell. The wages of sin is death. Love is this: to keep the commandments of God. Period. The Bible is simple. Don't get misled. Don't let anyone deceive you. The Bible says that he who continues to sin, the love of God is not in him, and nor has he even known the Father. Sin is the reason why Jesus died on the cross for us. I promise you that God didn't send his one and only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, for us to continue doing what he hates from the beginning. God hates sin from the beginning to the end. He gave his one and only Son to give us a chance not to worry about death for eternity. Amen. Us through the second chance of the works of Jesus Christ, no longer have to worry about the sting of death. Death no longer has a sting on a child of God. Amen. Because he walks in truth. And he knows that even when he dies, that's gain in Christ. He's going to be closer to the Father. Right? Suicide is a sin, and you will die for eternity in hell if you commit suicide. Because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Amen. That includes yourself. You cannot kill yourself. But we know when we die of a natural cause or by the laws of nature, to die is gain in Christ. Amen. We know that we groan in the flesh, but to die is gain in Christ. Amen. So do not be deceived, my brothers and sisters. You need to come out of her. You need cleansing. You need to cleanse your home. There's a lot of spells on things that we have in our homes that open doors to demonic presences. And we allow it in our temple. Our home is our temple. And what's in there is what we allowed in there. If we welcome one thing, then that person that's in there is allowed to invite more things. Amen. So we need to be careful what we have in our homes. And we need to know how to cleanse our homes, anoint our homes. And we need to know how to be separate. Amen. And not conform to the patterns of the world. Amen. So that the darkness shall not overcome us, and we will not be deceived by these spells and deceptions all around us. Amen. We'll see things for what they are. And what it is satanic. The world is full of Satan. The world is evil. The world is in opposition of God. You should hate the world. It should be easy to be separate from the world. It should be easy to understand that if you love God, you must abide by his commandments. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he who keeps my commandments, I will manifest myself to him. And I and my Father will be one with him. Amen. To love God is to walk in obedience. To love God is to keep his word. To love God is to live a righteous life. To love God, to us, love is hugs and kisses and butterflies in the stomach. But to God, the evidence of love is obedience. Amen. So this is for my brothers and sisters that want to be obedient to God's word today, that understand that all things are possible through Christ. Amen. That God will give us a way out through anything that rises up against us and tries to cause us to stumble in our walks. Amen. That understand that there's authority in having faith in God's word. Amen. And that there's nothing that can overtake a child of God that's walking in truth, worshiping in truth and spirit. Amen. God has raised me to preach this way and this word, how it is, knowing that I was going to go against theologians and people that were trained up to be angels of light from all these different Bible colleges that have a lot of good mixed with enough evil and false doctrine to sever your own head spiritually and not even know it. Carry your own head to the guillotine. Amen. So with that being said, and that confidence that God gave me, I'm not worried about not being liked. I'm not worried about being ridiculous. I'm not worried about people laughing. They laughed when Noah preached. They laughed when Lot preached. I'm worried about those select few that have the love for God truly inside of them, enough to hear the word for what it is and receive truth for what it is and be saved today and be made new today and receive these revelations today. Amen. And to be prosperous in their spirit, to save themselves spiritually. Amen. To remove that cancer they had in their spirit today and be made new. Amen. With the confidence and authority that I have. Amen. As apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I do it for them. May them come forth. May they come forth now and receive the truth of God. Amen. And choose to live a holy life and a righteous life and know that sin leads to death and that we are in a satanic world and the enemy is going to continue being even more satanic because we're in the end times and lawlessness shall abound and more iniquity shall take place and you will witness it more. The lawless ones, the son of perdition is being revealed in this hour. Amen. So stay connected to God's word. Stay connected to a man of God who preaches truth and is not scared to stand up and preach reality for the brothers and sisters in his charge, willing to lay his own life down for them in doctrine. Amen. God bless y'all. This is Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And this is Apostle Joseph Rodriguez. I'll see y'all tomorrow on the Sabbath. I hope y'all ready. Have your Bibles ready. Have a notebook ready so y'all can receive the word of God. Amen. We're not coming to play around. We're going to go deep into the word. I already preached a couple teachings before this one that was supposed to give you enough revelation to be able to receive what we're going to touch on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Happy Sabbath.